every student had to upload about 10 minutes playing performance video. And one of my students wore pajama while playing the cello and sitting on the bed. I'm like, well, is this appropriate to wear a pajama for your midterm video?
Last year, cellist Hee-Young Lim took a new position as a professor at the Beijing Conservatory. And this year, during the pandemic, that's how they were able to do their midterms. There's some fun stories in this edition of New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. You'll also find out about a new recording that features two very challenging Russian cello sonatas. I'm Julia Macher. Enjoy. First, I just want to start off by just asking you how you are and maybe how your life has changed since the pandemic. I mean, were you in Beijing and also in Seoul, or have you been primarily in South Korea during this time?
Actually, I was planning to spend my Chinese holiday in Seoul. So I took a flight on the 22nd of January, which was just the day before the China closed Wuhan City. So I was quite lucky to be back to Seoul. And I never imagined that I would stay here until now. But yeah, I ended up staying here for 3 months. And our school has decided to do this semester, conduct everything online. So seems like I will be here for a while.
That was my next question, because I know that you took a new position as a professor at the Central Conservatory of Music in Beijing. So those are the classes that are being taught online right now for you? Wow. How are you doing that? Are you teaching cello?
Yeah, it's been quite challenging because, you know, it's hard to notice any difference with online, you know, whether my student is playing piano or forte, you know, you can't really tell. So, but yeah, I think there are pros and cons, just like everything. Yeah, we just had a midterm 2 days ago.
A midterm?
Yeah.
And how did you do that?
Every student had to upload about 10 minutes playing performance video. And one of my students wore pajama while playing the cello and sitting on the bed. I'm like, well, is this appropriate to wear a pajama for your midterm video?
Oh, that's funny. Well, I'm wondering, have you learned anything about yourself? Or maybe what have you learned about yourself during this whole experience with the pandemic? And maybe it's through your own performing career or your teaching career or something completely different.
Well, to be honest, it gave me a great energy. It was quite refreshing for me that I didn't have to do anything for a while. Since everything was canceled, my concerts were postponed. School, I've had the longest vacation in my entire life. I was chilling, reading, and sleeping a lot, eating a lot. And, you know, I just tried to look on the positive side. So, yeah, it was actually, there were many positive aspects.
Last year, you released your debut recording, and it was a recording of French cello concertos. And you've recently released your second recording, and now you feature two great Russian cello sonatas. And each of these works were the result of upheavals in the lives of the composers who wrote them. The piece that opens it is Rachmaninoff's cello sonata in G minor, and this followed his real deep struggle, which was a personal one and an artistic one, where he sank into that deep depression after his first symphony's premiere was such a disaster. Can you talk a little bit about how he finally found his way out of that?
Well, after his terrible review of his premiere of his first symphony, he was unable to compose. So he went to see a therapist, Dr. Nikolai Dahl. And after successful treatment, he was able to compose his most popular work, Second Concerto, Piano Concerto. And this cello sonata was composed during this time. I feel it reflects actually his life. You know, first movement reflects his depressions and doubts. And second movement, the stormy movement. Third movement is like a drama, complete elegy. Fourth movement, after all of this, all these hardship, it's such a victory and very heroic moment.
And he dedicated it to a very close colleague who was a cellist. Can you talk about who that was?
Yeah, it was his best friend, Brandkopf. They played together for the premiere. And because of their friendship, I could feel that his composition for this cello sonata, as if he knew the cello very well. So it fits very, very well for cellists to play it. Sometimes, you know, famous composers who knew less about other instruments, they're, for example, I don't want to give out the name, but for example, Poulenc, Francis Poulenc, a French composer, his cello sonata is terribly difficult because, you know, he thought maybe cello is very easy to play this or that, but actually for us, it's very hard to perform technical challenges, but maybe he didn't really know it, so it doesn't sound that difficult, but for us, it's very challenging. But I think Rachmaninoff, he knew very well how to make the cello really sound very shiny, and you know, so yeah, I feel very grateful that we have this wonderful cello sonata.
I want to ask you about the first two notes of the very brief lento in the introduction of this piece. Because they recur later in that movement, and I wonder, why are those two notes so significant?
I think these two notes are the key for the atmosphere of the first movement. Because halftone means always something very intense. It's never easygoing. And it feels like, for me, it's like yearning and asking a question, and you're looking for the answer. Finally, the answer is in the last movement.
There's another piece by Rachmaninoff on this recording, his Vocalise, which was written originally for a coloratura soprano. Thank you. In your liner notes, you mentioned that you feel deeply linked to this song. Why is that?
I don't know. I just remember as a kid, after school, I remember listening to a lot of classical music, and my favorite was vocalese. So I just kept listening, and at the time, I didn't even know how to play the cello, but I just really loved the song, and I was like, sing along with the song. Now it's very cool that I can play it on the cello.
Let's talk about Prokofiev's Sonata in C. This is a work that was written during a cultural upheaval during Stalin's Soviet Union. Can you talk a little bit about what artists like Prokofiev were experiencing during that time?
Prokofiev was accused of formalism, and he was having a hard time because his music was banned by the Soviet Union. And every time he composed something, he had to get the approval. And that was actually very challenging and not easy for him, just like Shostakovich. In this cello sonata, also he had to play first for a small committee with Rosa Popovich, and then after their approval, they were able to give the premiere in public.
I wanted to ask you about the legendary Mstislav Rostropovich, because he was a young cellist when he first met Prokofiev, and I want you to tell us a little bit about how that artistic relationship developed.
So their collaboration for this cello sonata was during Rostropovich went to his dachi, it's like private home for a vacation, and they spent holidays together, and I think Rostropovich gave him advice how to adapt for cellists. So I feel there are many passages that Rostropovich had a great influence on certain passages.
This work is something of a fairy tale. There's a story in there. I'm wondering what you think you're telling when you're playing this piece. What story comes to mind as you're playing it?
I often imagine his opera, like Cinderella. Also, landscape of Russia. Which is huge, enormous, and icy. Also, you know, there are some humor and sarcastic moments in many places. As if he was trying to express his oppression. So it's very interesting.
Well, I'm wondering, my final question is, how do you see your career as a cellist changing or staying the same? You know, now that we're, you know, the country is dealing with, now the whole world is dealing with this pandemic. I mean, do you know how you're going to be moving forward as a performer? And as a teacher, you're moving forward online. But as a performer, where do you see yourself going next? Or how do you anticipate the future being?
I feel like this is a whole new chapter for all of musicians facing this situation. So recently, I was asked to play with an orchestra in Korea without a crowd, but in a real concert setting. I was wearing a gown and orchestra players, all of them as well, and I played Elgar Cello Concerto. But it was kind of strange for me to play as if we were in a real concert, but without an audience, you know, but it was live streaming. And we had a very great, a lot of listeners on YouTube. Yeah, orchestra manager called me one day and he was so astonished to see how many people were watching online. And he was so enthusiastic. So I don't know, maybe it's a positive sign for us to do something like this. But I hope this will be safely over soon.
Russian Cello Sonatas, a new recording featuring cellist Hee-Young Lim with Natalia Milstein at the piano. Special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. If you're enjoying new classical tracks, the absolute best thing you can do for the show is to tell somebody else about it, help spread the word, and take a moment to rate and review us on your podcasting app. That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julie Amacher.